Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Friday, I explained how renewed major central bank purchases of gold reserves, often funded by liquidating holdings of U.S. dollars and treasury debt, point to higher gold prices in the future as the value of the U.S. dollar declines. It is also possible that the Chinese government has all but guaranteed that the price of gold will rise in the next year. In the Chinese culture, political and economic pronouncements are rarely direct or from the authoritative person. So observers of China check with other sources to discern what is really happening. Also, you can be sure that such announcements have been cleared in advance by the government. 2 weeks ago, Shandong Gold Mining, China's largest gold miner, announced it plans to file an initial public offering in Hong Kong to raise $750 million to fund overseas expansion. Shandong is owned by the Chinese government, so this move obviously has the approval of politicians there. The chairman of Shandong stated that the company's goal is to become one of the top 10 gold mining companies within 2 years. He stated that he was, quote, confident that an upward trend in gold prices will emerge in the next 12 months, unquote. He also expects that increasing geopolitical tensions would increase safe haven demand for physical gold. Such a move indicates that the Chinese government is just about guaranteeing higher gold prices by next fall. The Chinese have the financial clout to force that to occur. However, other gold market watchers who understand this is a market signal and know how easily China could push up gold's price may respond to this statement by themselves acting to purchase gold positions sooner rather than later. Another point is when Shandong acquires controlling interests in foreign gold mines, they will be able to divert delivery of the output to China instead of to the New York COMEX or London markets. That would add to existing physical gold shortages. If you don't already own physical gold, do you dare wait much longer to take action? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.